From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The current unemployment rate in the U.S. is 9.1%. And changing that number is urgent in the White House. In a few minutes, we'll hear about President Obama's latest push for job creation.
But first to a higher number, 19%. That's the unemployment rate for African American men. And economists don't expect that number to fall significantly anytime soon, as NPR's Sonari Glinton reports.
Ypsilanti in southeast Michigan has one of those old-school main streets, bank, bakery, barbershop. On the second floor of the most modern building on the street, you'll find the Office of Michigan Works.
Hi. Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
Michigan Works is a public-private collaboration that helps get the unemployed retrained and back into the job world. George Tolles with Michigan Works says at his office, you can get access to the internet for job searches, get interview and resume training, and other help looking for work.
They can make use of our fax and copy machines, our interview rooms where they can go in and talk to employers.
On any given day, Toll sees about 150 to 200 clients. Ypsilanti is only about 30% black, but Toll says the majority of the clients he sees in a day are African American, like Fernando Payne. Payne is a carpenter who hasn't had full-time work in 3.5 years since the housing market collapsed.
The bottom fell out. I was like the first one, probably the village.
Payne says he's luckier than others. His wife of 13 years has solid work as a nurse, so he's been taking care of their 4 children and going back to get a degree in business administration. Payne says even with extra training, he's still finding it hard to find a job.
They tell you to get a trade. You'll be fine with a trade. Been there, done that for 20 years. They say you need a better education. So when the bottom fell out, I went and got a better education, and I'm still in the same boat.
The overall unemployment rate has been hovering in the 9% range. But for African Americans, it's much higher. And for black men, even higher still. 18.7% were out of work in May, according to the Labor Department.
One of the unique things or features of this recession was it was called a man session.
Bill Rogers is a professor of public policy at Rutgers University in New Jersey.
White men and African American men and Latino men really bore the brunt of it because of the dramatic losses or contraction in construction and manufacturing.
Rogers says for the unemployment rate for minorities to fall to the single digits, the U.S. economy would have to have the kind of growth it had in the 1990s.
We're not going to get back to pre-recession job levels for, 4 to 5 years. And when you add the urban twist in, it becomes, I would say, crisis or epidemic levels.
What distresses me more than anything is that it has gotten worse.
Mark Morial is head of the National Urban League.
Here we are, 50 years after the glorious 1960s, and the problem of unemployment in the black community is as bad as it's ever been.
Earlier this week, the U.S. Conference of Mayors came out with a report showing cities such as Detroit and Cleveland with large black populations won't see single-digit unemployment this decade. Again, Mark Morial.
I think what it says is that if we do nothing, we are in for a period of a decade or longer of very high unemployment. And the social cost and the human costs of that are something we haven't even calculated as a nation.
Morial says he wants Republicans and Democrats to focus on job creation, but he's especially looking towards President Obama for leadership. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.